Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, that this idea about having an opt-out, the paper test, something like that. And then I guess Raoul mentioned that we do have some written criteria already. So, like, we have WP Bio, I guess it's called, that is the notability criterion for deciding whether a biography article, you know, has enough, is notable. And so I guess are some people suggesting another layer of notability criteria for people, where if you don't meet the WP Bio criteria, then you just get deleted anyway. But if you don't meet the slightly higher criteria, then you can still get deleted if you ask. And that's just
I'll try and answer that. I'll try and answer that, which is to say that it's almost a parallel thing as far as I see it, which is that you know, the bio criteria, which defines notability and defines what sort of sources are going to be necessary and how we can go about gathering information to publish, it doesn't reflect, it hasn't so far taken into consideration the fact that the Wikipedia, as Dan mentions, Wikipedia itself changes the level of profile of the person. It brings a lot of information to a much higher profile. And unfortunately, it's the problems start when people's biographies, which are very visible, start to attract unsourced information in addition to the notable and reliably sourced information that was there originally. Perhaps there's an argument to sort of stubify, therefore. I don't know.
Well, sometimes it's the subject of the bio that puts in bad. I mean, they may put in information slanted in their favor in there that's unsourced. So, it could happen in both directions.
It just it seems that the undue weight issue makes a little more sense, maybe, if you think about the fact that being on Wikipedia does amplify whatever coverage exists of you out there. So if there's only two printed sources about you and they're both talking about something kind of embarrassing, that's actually a really different type of weight than if there's a Wikipedia article repeating those two sources and saying nothing else. Just because, like, there was a little light in a corner and then these big mirrors were placed next to it. And we can't really claim we didn't do anything by putting those mirrors there. It actually changes the weight of the sources considerably.
That's exactly it. So are you sensing a need, GTB, for a sort of an additional guideline for that sort of thing, or you're not? Jury's out still?
I'm sensing a need to think real hard about what undue weight means in the case of something that just isn't covered by very many sources at all.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're writing
and
about
Ned,
Hegel,
we'll bring you in at this point, Ned.
There's million. Oh, go ahead. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll bring you in at this point, Ned, just to discuss these sort of opt-outs and these biographical issues in general.
I think Raoul said it pretty well, that it really shouldn't play, their request shouldn't really play into the discussion, but at the same time, if someone does want to opt out, I could kind of see that opting out is not actually removing their article, but simply starting a deletion discussion it doesn't play a role in that discussion, but it could start the discussion. And as long as the community is able to make that decision as a community, that's a lot better than giving someone kind of that one power thing, I don't want to be inside, or I don't want to be on Wikipedia. It seems more balanced that it's more just a request for review than something that was actually, that would lead to deletion.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, you know, another, that's all fuel to the fire of sort of thinking about it. Let's have a little straw poll, since we've got enough people here. I'll go to my sort of proposal, which is it's sort of related to Derova's, but in fact, let's do both. Let's do a little straw poll for Derova. Derova's test is if someone doesn't have an existing article in a paper encyclopedia of some sort, then their article should be deleted. What do you think about that, Dan? Yes or no?
Let me just clarify. This is only upon request. Yes, the default thing is that we'll go ahead and include it with our standard notability requirements. But if they object, I mean, heck, they have to live with the consequences if it's unbalanced or whatever, then upon request, if they're not that famous, then we would go ahead and do it.
And let's have a yes, no. I'm going to ask each of you before we just do a little straw poll. We'll do this one on the next one. So yes, no, if you think that's a good idea. Dan?
Wait, it would be deletion discussion or deleted?
Well, as it is right now, I'll go ahead and do it deletion discussion. I would request that people would honor the courtesy request.
But for the sake of analyzing the point, we'll assume that it would just be, we'll assume that we are the wiki gods, the wiki powers that be, as no doubt one day we will be. so we'll assume that it's just going to be zapped and deleted forever. I'm after a quick straw poll, yes and no, from everyone in the room, just so we can see where the flavor is. Yes or no, Dan?
Probably have to say no, although, I mean, it's got merit to it, but...
Dan, I'll stop you there. One word will do.
I'll say no.
Which word is it? Which word is it? There you go. Durova?
No.
What?
Should I vote against my own proposal?
No, that's a yes.
It's something I've been doing since last June. Yes, of course.
Fast Lizard?
I'd have to say no, actually, because if I think...
Okay, no reasoning required at this point. Phil?
I'm a midway between yes and no.
You got to choose. These gods can't be indecisive.
I'm leaning towards no.
Okay, GTB?
Polls are evil. You know me.
Raul?
No.
Ned? That was an oncoming train. Okay, well that one's... What we've got there is, I'm afraid that one's in this committee. I would vote yes. So it's you and I against the world there, Derove, unfortunately. With one spoiled ballot from GTB. I'll just try the other one, which is slightly different, which relies on the concept of public figure. Let's just assume in our minds for a sec that the idea that we could come up with a test that we all agreed on, which is if someone that has a biography in Wikipedia doesn't meet the test of being a public figure, and they wish to have their biography removed. I would say that we should delete it. That's one yes for my proposal. Dan, what's your vote?
Can you say that again?
If we can agree on a test for what constitutes a public figure, and if someone whose biography exists in Wikipedia and who is not a public figure requests that their biography be removed, I say yes, we should delete it. And I enjoin you to vote for
me. And this person is not notable according to that test.
This person is not a public figure, correct?
You said not notable and then not a public figure.
Well, the test would be public figure. It relates to mention this very... I'll give you a tiny bit of context before we sort of blow our time out too much. I think Angela Beasley should have the right to have her bio deleted. And I think the system or the basis on which she should be able to delete her bio is that she's not a public figure. She's been involved with a project that's grown beyond all reasonable expectation, and it's the nature of the people in that project to become a bit self-referential. But I think that's the system which would allow a sensible request like hers to be quickly honoured. So I would say if someone's not a public figure and they wish to remove their biography from Wikipedia, upon request, we shall do so. And I'll try. My right thumb's got one yes vote. That's me. I'm going to go through you guys again to see if you want to vote at all, and we'll just have a little idea of the straw poll. Daniel, what's your vote on that one?
I guess I'll say yes, just to not be a total negative type.
Derova?
Yes.
Fast Lizard?
What was the question again? I completely got lost.
If someone's not a public figure, should they be able to remove their biography from Wikipedia?
I would say no again.
There you go. That's 3-1. Phil?
I can certainly imagine some definition where I would say yes. It may not be the legal definition, but I can imagine saying yes.
Okay. GTB?
That's a tricky one, because I'd say in one sense that's already true, and in one sense it should be, and in another sense it certainly shouldn't. I really wanted to give you a straight answer on that one. I tried to figure out which of like six it was, but
that's not a choice.
Well, we've got two to go, and it's hung in the balance here. Raoul, what's your vote?
Can you clarify what you mean by request that it be deleted? I mean, it actually be deleted, or they can request that it be deleted?
No, if they request it for it to be deleted, then it is deleted.
Oh, no.
That's a no. And Ned, it's quite a no. What's your vote there, Ned?
I would say no.
That's a no. Well, I've got to tell you, we've carried that one 4-3. I've got me, Dan, DeRova, and Phil. Down for yes there, so it's obviously an area that there's plenty to discuss. And geez, I don't know if we might do more straw polls or more such sort of things. Voting is indeed evil, so perhaps we'll come up with a clever system to define consensus without actually voting. Goodness knows.
Some of us would rather discuss with reasons than just have to be held to a yes or no.
Oh, absolutely. Now the danger, of course, is, and I can hear Mess Rocker's voice echoing in my mind here. In episode one, he described, of our little project here, he described the fact that the wiki likes nothing more than to talk about things for hours on end and then to resolve nothing. And I think that's the only danger, which, you know, we're all guilty of on occasion. Guys, we're pretty much done for time. We've got time for sort of any closing thoughts or any sort of final comments or anything from. So you got anything you desperately have to say, Dan?
I guess not with so little time left. Just that those two proposals is just the crux of it is how do you define things like a public figure and then the paper encyclopedia that would exclude any recent, like people can get famous very quickly, like American Idol finalists. It might be a year or two before they're ever in a paper encyclopedia. So, I mean, there's problems with all of these proposals. I mean, there's merit to them too.
Yeah, so it's one to watch, and certainly I'd encourage everyone to head over to Doc's pages. Give you know he's laying out in a very clear way, which is I think is great to sort of try and define what the problem is. So at least we're sort of talking, at least we're clear about what we're talking about. DeRova, anything final from you?
We need more women in here.
Yes. That's a good observation.
No, I think the gender ratio in here is just about accurate to what it is on Wikipedia.
Here, you might be right.
Cool. In fact, I don't think pipe up now if you want to say anything other than I'll just say thanks very much for listening. I'll let you say sort of goodbye one by one maybe at the end, but thanks for listening, guys. Drop any comments on the talk page. If you want to join in the conversation, just say so at the wiki page and you know, organize something yourself, feel free. The whole aim of this sort of project is just to improve communications, to get people talking, to try and see the other points of view and to be interesting and maybe a little bit entertaining once in a while. So do give us any feedback on the wiki page. Otherwise, I'm going to say ta-ta. Yeah, over to Raoul. Anything you want to say?
Not really, no.
There you go. GTB?
I really liked what Jerova said earlier, which I will summarize quite inaccurately as criticize your opponent's ideas and your friend's behavior.
And I think on that word of wisdom, we're going to say goodbye for now. Ta-da!